The story of the psych continues.
Doctor, your 3 o'clock appointment is here.
Send them in.
A young African-American woman, perhaps in her middle 30s, walks in, very attractive except for what appears to be white paint on part of her face.
Hello.
Good afternoon. I see you are new.
You think?
I was just trying to... what brings you in to see me today?
Surely you are not blind, Doctor. And you can see my face.
Yes. There seems to be makeup or paint on your face. I wasn't sure if it's deliberate or by accident.
Does this really look like something I would do on purpose? This is evidence that I've been infected by the disease.
Disease?
Of white supremacy? Are you sure you're a doctor? The only thing deliberate is me not covering it up so you can see what I'm dealing with.
You seem a bit agitated. Is there anything we can talk about to resolve what's on your mind?
On my mind? On my mind. I'll tell you what's on my mind. You.
I don't understand. I'm trying.
I heard what you told your previous patient. And I saw what he looked like when he left. And you call yourself a psychiatrist? Nigga, please. Nigga, please. Nigga, please.
I am asking you kindly to stop using the term, or you'll have to leave.
Oh, shut up, you witch doctor ass motherfucker. You don't know what a nigga is. So, let me tell you what a nigga is.
I think I know what a nigger is, but I do not care to know if I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you anyway. See, I know niggas. I studied niggas from back when I was real crazy. The proud African was beaten down from Kunta Kinte to Toby. Perhaps the first level of his psycholinguistic crisis. Who am I? What is my name? Once he was in the Americas, he was no longer Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, Congo, Ashanti, but Negro. Of course, he retained some of his African consciousness within the deep construct of his mind. That tells you what a nigga is. It's in the bowels of his soul. He expressed it in his dance, his love life, his work habits, his song, his shouts. But basically, he was a traumatized victim of kidnapping, rape, mass murder, genocide. After all, when it was said and done, millions of his brothers and sisters were lost in the Middle Passage. The voyage between Africa to Americas. Thrown to the sharks that trailed the slave ships. One of which was named Jesus. Perhaps the same one whose captain had the miraculous conversion and wrote the song Amazing Grace, changing the African into Negro. Even as we speak, a new generation is now in crisis, trying to decide what they want to be called. Whether they are Americans or Afro-Americans or African-Americans, Bilalians, Kemites, Sudanese, or North American Africans. We are Africans on the continent of North America. And as such, we are unique and have created an original African culture in North America. Imitated throughout the world. The entire world wants to talk like us, dance like us, sing like us, dress like us. We have the highest standard of living of any African in the world and are still captive, colonized, and exploited 24/7 by any pimp fearless enough to enter the ghetto. And there are many from around the world. I refuse to be sympathetic to anyone exploiting North American Africans. The colonized man, wherever he is, wherever he's from, is a sick man, mentally ill. And as Franz Fanon pointed out, the only way a colonized man can regain his mental health is through the act and process of revolution. You are so blinded by the psycholinguistic psychosis around the word nigga that you cannot even accept what your patient was expressing to you. Even in your demented state, you should recognize and be proud that he acknowledged you as family. As a nigga. Nigga.
Interesting concept.
I'm going back to my original doctor.
Might I ask who that is?
His name is Dr. Extra. Oh, and Doctor, heal thyself.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Extra.
You have been listening to Scene 2 of The Site from San Francisco Recovery Theater, produced in conjunction with HWMS Audio Theater. It is copyright 2024. It is a work of fiction. Any resemblance between persons living or dead and characters in this show are merely coincidental. Thanks for listening.